You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
When you hear that music, it can only mean one thing. It's time for the Friday forecast with the Kios. We bring in our producer, Mr. Jason Gibbs. Gibbs!
What up?
What's up, man?
Everybody having a good Friday, man?
Oh, yeah.
I guess it is a party outside right now. The sun is out. It's 50-some degrees.
But still not dry enough to golf.
No. No, it's never going to be dry enough to golf again, I feel like. It might be dry by Memorial Day for us to golf.
Listen, we're golfing.
I want to go. I want to go out
the
Sunday.
The season starts Sunday,
tomorrow.
And I'm looking to go low.
Yeah, you don't want to go tomorrow, Wilhelm. It's gonna be like 40 degrees, man.
I'm not afraid of 40 degrees. I'm going low this weekend. Watch out, Simsy.
Listen to you. I don't even know what that means.
Well, I'm playing golf with a guy named Sims, so that's what.
Oh, is that Andy Sims?
Yeah.
Ah, good man.
Yeah, he is a fine man.
Yeah, no, definitely super agent.
Yes, he Andy is Sims. Agent to the stars.
Yeah, exactly. All right, should we play some Friday Forecast?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Number one.
Question number one today, guys. What is the preseason game you are most looking forward to?
I'd have to go with Tampa Bay just because we had a fine party once in Tampa Bay. And, I mean, preseason football is preseason football. So I'll go with Tampa Bay because it's my favorite city that we're playing in.
I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills. First Energy, prime time. We get to see Johnny Manziel versus the Bills again. And I think it's going to be a true test of how this team matches up and also to shine the spotlight in a positive way on the organization as we get ready to take another step in the right direction and prevail over the 7 wins we had last year and push that number high.
I'm going to say Tampa as well. Number one, get to go to Tampa Bay. Number two, that's the third preseason game, which is really the only preseason game that I think really matters a whole lot in terms of getting to see what things are coming together, how they're coming together, and what they're going to look like. So I'll say Tampa. Kip, maybe you should come down for that trip, and we should hit up the Emerald Greens.
I'll see what I can do. I'll see what I can muster up.
Gibbs, yeah, what are you looking
for? Yeah, Zagura's like the only guy that when we go on road trips gets to bring his golf clubs.
I only did it once.
That's one more time than any of us have ever gotten to do.
Well, bring your golf clubs then.
We are not. If I brought my golf clubs, there would be hell to pay. We'd be in meetings. Bad things would happen.
You want me to come to?
Not if you flew yourself down.
I'm not paying to fly myself. The team pays for me to fly.
What if? Why don't you ship your clubs with FedEx?
Actually, I did that for vacation. They just came back last night.
And how'd it work out?
Fantastic, man. It's easy. I ship them anywhere, anytime I go somewhere, rather than carry them through an airport.
I think I'm going to do that this year.
How much does it cost?
It actually cost me about $40.
That's cheaper than taking them on the airplane.
That's all I'm saying. You got to get a box. You got to get enough padding around it. You know, you need a big enough box, but I recommend it highly. FedEx those golf clubs, man. It's so much easier than having to carry them through an airport.
Absolutely.
Number two.
By the way, I'm all about Tampa. I want to see Jameis Winston. Question number two today. Will the Browns' most impactful offseason acquisition come from free agency, the draft, or a trade?
Draft. And Ray Farmer, I believe, is a man that builds a team through the draft. And I think with him having 10, as Wilhelm calls it, swings at the bat, up to bat, I'm looking for big things in this draft. Ray really is gonna knock it out of the park.
While we will make an impact with our draft picks and those swings at the plate, I feel that it's going to be via free agency. And the most immediate, and that's going to come from two guys. I think it's going to come from Tremont Williams opposite Joe Hayden and Dwayne Bowe and his ability in that fresh start to really maximize it and be the, again, the number one wide receiver that this offense needs.
I'm going to say the draft as well. Got to be the draft. I think that's where the most impactful guy is going to come. One of those first-round picks is going to make a major impact. If it's Danny Shelton, who's in the building today, according to numerous reports, I think that would be fantastic. But I think the draft.
I got to go free agency.
There you go, Gibbsy.
Yeah.
Whole free agent class.
Rob Hausler?
That free
Rob
agent Hausler? Class. Well, we'll see about Rob Hausler. Jury is still out, my friend.
Number three.
Question number three. How many games will the Indians win in 2015?
Who cares the answer? I'm going to say the Indians, in honor of my boy T.D. Derry, are going to win 90 games, win the division, and make a strong postseason appearance.
This is weird. Okay, so the kid just did it, fresh off of his "Who cares?" answer, and said 90. I had it written down twice. I had it right as the show started. I put 90 games because it was one of our hot topics, and I put 90 again. 90 games for the Tribe.
I was going to say 92. It had to be better than 500, which was 81-81, but I don't think they're going to win 100 games. So I'll go. But you know what? Forget it. 100 games.
Whoa.
What do you say, Gibbs?
I'm going to go about 88. I'm not sold on their offense.
Oh, wow. You're not sold on this team at all.
No, I didn't say that. They got great pitching.
88 get you in the playoffs, right, Gibbs?
I think 88 gets you in.
Wild card.
Yeah. I think 88 gets you in, but I still worry. I need to see some offense from this baseball team.
All right.
Number four.
Will Tiger Woods win a major this year? This is part one.
Absolutely. I said it as I walked in the studio today. I love the way his short game is coming back around. I am putting some shekels down on the next three majors. Here comes Eldrick Tiger Woods, folks.
No chance, because Spieth's going to win this one. Rory's going to win one at least. Spieth could win two, Rory could win Tiger, no way.
I'm going to go, after watching Tiger Woods just par the
Want to make a dinner bet on it
13
right
and 15.
He just parred 15,
He parred 15, too.
Do you want to make a dinner bet?
Sure.
Me and the kid got a dinner bet on whether or not he wins a major this year. Ken Stewart's. All right.
That's the bet, is Ken Stewart's?
Oh, yeah. In Canton,
the real deal. With a driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm going to go no, and I think Spieth wins the Masters.
I see.
Well, let's go out on a limb there, Wilhelm. The guy's up by 20 shots.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I'm going to take Ben Crenshaw.
Let me ask this. Does Spieth lose the Masters this
week?
No. Too good.
I don't know. Still 2 days to play.
You are right.
Still a lot
You're
of
a
golf.
You're a scholar of history.
He's the contrarian.
He could go par Saturday, Sunday, and still win.
Charles Hoffman to 10 under, folks.
I'm just saying.
Charles Hoffman, who is this guy?
I don't know.
Number five.
Is Troy Polamalu, who retired today, a Hall of Famer?
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. As much as we don't like the Steelers in these parts, Troy is definitely a Hall of Famer, although he did fall off a cliff the last couple of years.
I think, yes, he is, and I wrote down a note next to him. I said, not the next three ballots, though.
You got to wait five years.
I think...
But I mean, when he's eligible, I don't think he's going to be three ballots on. Okay. It'll take him more than three ballots to get in.
I think he's going to be a little further down than people think.
Yep.
Although the NFL loves to let everybody into the Football Hall of Fame.
I think he absolutely gets in and is a much more deserving candidate than his former teammate Jerome Bettis.
We know how you feel about the bus.
Yeah, whatever.
Like a Volkswagen bus.
Garbage. That's what I got. What do you guys got today?
All right, so here's my question. You can only have one of these two things. You could have the Browns winning a Super Bowl, or, in my case, shooting even par in golf. In your case, Nate, since you're such a good golfer, shooting like a 64. In your case, shooting even par golf. What are you calling for?
I'm calling for the Browns to win the Super Bowl.
For sure, Browns win the Super Bowl.
Because it's so much bigger than myself.
But I want you to shoot even par golf.
Even par golf. Come on, man. I mean, I don't know. That's a tough one. I'd say the Browns, but... Please, if the golf gods are listening, one time let me catch lightning in a bottle.
I'm going to stay on the same train and with the golf. Okay, my question for you guys is, any course in the world, one round, what course is it, and who would you play with if you could choose anybody to play with?
Well, I would play with Nate, and I would say that the one round...
Get a room.
Followed closely by Charles Barkley.
You can make a foursome.
Cypress Point, I think, is a little under the radar course that I'd like to play.
Okay.
Where?
Cypress Point, California.
I read a book about it. It's like sort of like a sister course to Pebble. I once read a book about a practice round match with Ken Venturi, Bobby Jones, or I think it was...
Johnny Miller, maybe?
No, it was... the guys from Texas. Why can't I think of their names?
Ben Crenshaw.
No, the old guys. Byron Nelson.
Oh, Byron Nelson.
It was Byron Nelson and Ben Hogan versus Ken Venturi and someone else. And they, like, the match, it was a best ball match, and one team beat the other team. I think the scores were like 9 and 10 under, and there's a book written about it. I'd give Wilhelm the book, but he wouldn't read it. So.
Okay.
What the book?
I was going to say Bandon Dunes out in Oregon, which I want to make a trip and do with the, you know, those dunes, Pacific Dunes as well. But I'm going to do – Gibbs, I'm going to choose you to golf with. No, I'm just kidding. I was going to go – I want to play Whistling Straits up in Kohler, Wisconsin.
Okay.
One time, which is, I believe, you know, right on the lake. And if I had to choose one person to play with, I don't think – as easy a choice Tiger Woods might be, because it's simply he's Tiger Woods, I don't think it'd be all that enjoyable with Tiger. I'd want to play with, like, Ricky Fowler.
Dustin Johnson.
Yeah, oh yeah, but I meant Ricky Fowler just because he's like he's fun.
Dustin Johnson pre-rehab.
Yeah.
Or my brother. There you go.
I am gonna go. I want to play Augusta. I played St. Andrews, which was unbelievable, and playing Turnberry was. Turnberry is my favorite course, but I'm gonna go Augusta, and I'm gonna play with Kied, Larry David, and Charles Barkley.
That'd be solid. That would be a solid force.
Maybe Michael Jordan, too, because we could take all his money.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he'd be very fun.
No, he would not be fun at all.
Larry David would be pretty
Does he
fun.
Golf?
Who, Larry David?
Yeah.
He's a huge golfer.
Okay, okay.
Oh, man, yeah.
Who's Larry David again?
I don't know.
Wow. What does he
do? You still haven't even watched her? What are you doing?
Here it comes.
What are you doing with yourself?
What? I have a life.
You're supposed to be... That's ridiculous. You don't. You're not drinking.
Wilhelm, thank
you.
Wilhelm, I'm going to buy you a bottle of Tito's because you just took Zagura over the edge.
Unbelievable. All right, here's a question that we got right now, which I think is a pretty good one. Would you rather be at the Browns Super Bowl win in whatever city it is, be there live to celebrate it, or be downtown Cleveland watching it and then celebrating immediately?
I think just from what you've told me and some other people that I know that have been at Super Bowls have told me that it's so corporate. I think I'd rather be in Cleveland. I do think that it's a little bit, unless you're like in the inner circle, like if I get to sit next to Sasha Brown and you know in the owner's box, then I'm all for it. But if
you wouldn't go to the Browns being in a Super Bowl game, you wouldn't go that. Wouldn't you rather? It's the same question for you though. Wouldn't you rather be at Michigan's national championship game than be in Ann Arbor?
Yes, I would rather be at Michigan's national championship game than Ann Arbor, but
which will never happen because they'll have a blemish on their record.
But we'll see what happens. You know, we have best coach in all college football, so we'll see what happens.
Who's never coached a single game?
Never
coaches in Michigan.
Not in Michigan, but he won at San Diego. He won at Stanford.
He won a national championship before.
He won at the NFL level.
Did he win a Super Bowl?
He was a lot better pro coach than Nick Saban.
I never played at Alabama or LSU.
What was Urban Meyer's record in the pros? Nobody ever asked him.
And you know that to be fact, right?
Of course I know it to be fact. I'm wired in with
Just like
Urban.
Billy Donovan and John Calipari.
I'm wired in with Urban Meyer.
Gibbs, sure, yeah. What golf course would you play in with who?
Don't choose me.
No, you suck.
I don't drink enough beer to hang with you.
You bet. Yeah, but like if I'm going to play like a sweet course like that, I've gotten to play some really nice courses. I want to play Pebble.
Pebble's nice.
I'd like to play Pebble. Man, in terms of who I'm golfing with, I don't know. I almost might just say my golf buddies. You know, my golf league guys. You want to talk about some shenanigans.
Oh, where's the league at that you
where
play?
Is this we play in Sweetbriar every Wednesday.
Oh, nice.
Hide the women and children because we come in and it is a debacle.
Nice. I need to join that league.
It's a good league, and we're on the patio usually till about 10 or 11.
What day do you play?
What's the game?
Golf-wise?
Yeah.
It's usually match play. We got handicaps, we got all this stuff. It's a regular golf league.
There's league standings too, right?
Yeah. We also have we have a Stanley Cup. We have like a huge cup that your name gets engraved at the end of the year. We have the Champions Dinner coming up from last year's winner.
What's the best you've ever finished in your league?
I finished in the top 4.
So that means fourth.
Out of 12. I finished 4th out of like 12.
When are you going to win this thing?
Probably never. Unless I can't, never mind.
All right, here's another
There are
one.
A lot of things that happen in would that league that we can't talk about on the air.
Would you rather win a green jacket or a gold medal in the Olympics?
What sport in the Olympics?
Pick your sport.
Green jacket.
And I would still rather win the British Open. Ah, it's the Open Championship.
The green jacket. Number
it's where
one
golf all started,
I
right?
can buy a green jacket.
Well, we actually have a green jacket here at Good Karma.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
I've never, ever had it on.
Neither have I.
Thanks,
a real
Sam.
One?
Thanks.
Yes, we
Keith.
Have a green jacket here for people that go above and beyond. It's like our employee of the week, or a teammate of the week. I can't say employee. I'd be
They troubled. Give out 52 of them?
No.
No, it's the same
you get
jacket.
To, you get to wear it for a week.
No, that sounds fun.
By the way, that jacket unsanitary. Has seen some things that we can't talk about.
I don't even know what that means.
There are some people that have won that jacket that have taken that jacket on some bachelor parties and some
or
other places
sleep in it.
That you Ugh. Know that it needed to be dry cleaned before it was given back. No names, please.
Ugh, I don't even know who I would say would do that.
Does this tie into that tape they were talking about of you on The Really Big Show?
No. Good God.
You shut that down.
I don't
quickly.
Even know what the hell they were talking about. I walked in and you guys are like, hey, Gibbs, what do you got? I'm like, I don't even know what's going on.
Well, everybody.
Lead the fifth. That's
always
the best
Whoever is going
way.
To the Tribe home opener, get down there. Have
Go
a great
Tribe!
Time. Go Tribe. Be safe tonight. It's going to be crazy. The Cavaliers are down there. Look out. If you're into people watching, look for the kids showing up at the Cavaliers game tonight.
Wilbert's.
It will probably be.
Hey,
know,
I'll be
family.
Down there.
It's a family.
We'll
one.
Be pre-party
at Wilbert's.
I think we may be going to Shinato.
Uh-huh. Nice Italian
little,
meal.
Shinato yep. before the game.
Well, there you go.
Kid, let
game.
Me know. I'll be down there.
All right. Send me your digits, Gibbs.
I will DM you my digits.
There
All right.
It is.
Good deal.
Beautiful technology. All right. Enjoy the Masters this weekend. Enjoy the Tribe and the Tigers. We'll be back on Monday, get back more into the football, but hope everybody had a good time with us here today. Appreciate all the calls. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys, and we'll be back on Monday with another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.